Victoria is working to contain 87 outbreaks at aged care homes where COVID-19 has claimed more than a dozen lives in the past few weeks. The ravages of the virus through the aged care sector are exposing a system that many believe is broken. The Wire's Annie Haswell reports.
The Victorian government has gone into complete damage control as COVID-19 makes its devastating way through the aged care sector. Dr. Sarah Russell is a public health researcher and director of Research Matters. She believes that what is happening and the deficiencies in care being revealed show the dangers of allowing our elders to be cared for by companies needing to make a profit.
The federal government in 1997 brought in an Aged Care Act which encouraged the private sector to come into aged care. Corporations, big companies, it really opened it up to a lot of private investment. And as a result of all this private investment, there are some companies that are prioritising their profits over care.
Is aged care really a money spinner, though? Because they seem to have been crying poor for a long time.
And it's a good question because no one in this country knows the answer because there is no transparency in aged care finances. So, for example, a company can be given government subsidies. A 100-bed aged care home is going to get a lot of government subsidies. We've got, I think, 72 aged care homes in Australia, and they are reaping millions of government subsidies. We do not know how that subsidy is being spent. We do not know if it's been spent on direct care for the resident or executive salaries. So when they cry poor, I don't know if that is true or not. My personal view, and I'm not an economist, but I don't believe the aged care sector should be given another cent of money until they agree to be transparent about it.
What about that? You know, if you look at that whole amount of money that is being given to aged care really by the government,
$20 billion.
It be able to offer better standards than are being revealed around the country as this, you know, COVID-19 seems to be opening everything up, doesn't it?
Just before the COVID hit Australia, the aged care sector got an injection of $200 million. How did they spend that money? We thought they were going to be spending that money on extra staff, and you know, staff tell me that their aged care homes have had no extra staff put on. So we don't know how they spent that money. I mean, it's just, it goes into this black hole, this money.
Dr. Sarah Russell, public health researcher and director of Research Matters.
We have no transparency about where $20 billion of taxpayer money is going.
Head of Health, Law and Ageing Research at Monash University, Professor Joe Ibrahim, believes the lack of transparency makes it very difficult to know where to start when dealing with the current problems being exposed by the COVID crisis.
We knew standards in aged care were not what we wanted. The Royal Commission reported on that. The Royal Commission also reported that there were 20 other investigations over the past two decades that showed gaps in care, gaps in staffing, gaps in staffing levels and staffing skill sets. We have data from the Quality Commission about problems with infection control and problems with clinical care. We then have knowledge about the virus from the experience in China and other countries. So we had plenty of warning and should have been better, far better prepared than we have been. And the emergency rapid response that's currently being put together is something that should have happened a long time ago. And as far back, I believe, as in March.
Do you worry that the reaction to this emergency has taken on quite a militaristic flavour and it's very much emergency health focused? Does that take away from the fact people in aged care need to have all their needs cared for?
No, I'm actually thinking the reverse. In a sense, I'm forever grateful that the military have stepped in to look into this operation because it needs... An emergency needs a strong command and control structure. We need decisions made, people on the ground helping, and if they are getting good advice in terms of a military operation with aged care, then we should be able to achieve both goals. The problem to date has been people or groups have been acting quite separate to each other rather than having a collective effort. And having the military there gives us clear line of sight about what's going on, and we should be asking the military to be reporting back to the public, not just to the minister, not just to the prime minister, but we should be having the military talking to the public about what they're seeing and what they're doing.
Head of Health Law and Ageing Research at Monash University, Professor Joe Ibrahim, ending that report by The Wire's Annie Haswell.